Ralph bent back his head and glimpsed Roger's dark face at the top. "You can see who I am," he shouted. "Stop being silly." He put the conch to his lips and began to blow. Savages appeared, painted out of recognition, edging round the ledge toward the neck. They carried spears and disposed themselves to defend the entrance. Ralph went on blowing and ignored Piggy's terrors. Roger was shouting, "You mind out, see?" At length, Ralph took his lips away and paused to get his breath back. His first words were a gasp, but audible. "Calling an assembly!" The savages guarding the neck muttered among themselves, but made no motion. Ralph walked forwards a couple of steps. A voice whispered urgently behind him.
"Don't leave me, Ralph."
"You kneel down," said Ralph sideways, "and wait till I come back." He stood halfway along the neck and gazed at the savages intently. Freed by the paint, they had tied their hair back and were more comfortable than he was. Ralph made a resolution to tie his own back afterwards.
Indeed, he felt like telling them to wait and doing it there and then.
But that was impossible. The savages snickered a bit, and one gestured at Ralph with his spear. High above, Roger took his hands off the lever and leaned out to see what was going on. The boys on the neck stood in a pool of their own shadow, diminished to shaggy heads. Piggy crouched, his back shapeless as a sack. "I'm calling an assembly." Silence. Roger took up a small stone and flung it between the twins, aiming to miss. They started, and Sam only just kept his footing. Some source of power began to pulse in Roger's body. Ralph spoke again, loudly. "I'm calling an assembly." He ran his eye over them.